First of all, like, pain is subjective in regard, and some people could be in really bad pain and they wouldn't, they just get on with life. Other people have a small ache and they feel like their life is over. So first of all, people are different. They have different cultures. So every person is treated as a person. It's basically we are, as in Psalm 139 says, I will praise thee, Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So basically everybody is different. We're basically made up of spirituals. We're made up of physicals and emotionals. So if one area goes out of sync or out of kilter, the other area is kind of suffer a little bit. So basically my main interest is working on people who are in pain where modern conventional medicine is not really working. Okay, so I've been practicing osteopathy for a good few years, and I've been practicing acupuncture over 15 years. But I came across a system, which is kind of strange how it happened. It was, I call it a eureka moment, really. And I had a guy in there a couple of years ago with a foot issue, and I was doing the normal, you know, acupuncture, osteopathic manipulations, blah, blah. And there wasn't really a lot happening, maybe 2% out of 10, very, very little anyway. So after three sessions, I just said, look at it. I said, we'll just try a little bit of scalp. Now, I had studied scalp in China when I was over there, but I never really used it too much. But I put a pin in the ankle area of the scalp, and he felt the sensation, like a hot sensation going into his foot. And after a minute, the pain was gone. And I spent hours, maybe 2 or 3 hours, trying to get it sorted. So after that, I just said to myself, it just kind of blew my mind, really. Even though I had seen scalp in China, I always thought it was a bit too complicated for me. And I always thought, oh, sure, look it. But after that, I decided then that it was something that I would really like to develop more. So I ended up contacting a guy in America who's probably the best guy in the Western Hemisphere, or probably one of the top three guys in the world. And he's had cases where he's cured people. He had a guy who was blind, and he lost his eyesight after having a stroke. And after, I think it was a year or so, and he used scalp acupuncture on the visual cortex of the brain and other points as well. And after 20 treatments, he woke up the next morning with his eyesight. So after 20 treatments, he went home that night, no change. And the next morning he woke up, his eyesight came back in black and white. But I'm sure you wouldn't really mind, would you? To be honest with you, like, we know very little about the brain to start with. And like, it's a friend of mine was studying psychology a few years ago, and the first question they asked was, basically, before we start, we don't know that much about the brain, like, you know. And she was saying, why am I here? So basically, there was a neurosurgeon who founded modern scalp acupuncture. His name is Dr. Zhao Xunfa. And he originally was using it for people paralysed and basically aphasia, you know, speech problems. So like the motor aphasia, which would be expressive aphasia or nominal aphasia, where, you know, different types of problems were mostly stroke. And about 50 years ago, it kind of all started, kicked in then. And he went to a friend's house, and he heard some groaning in the room next door. And he asked the guy who invited him for tea, who's that? And he said, that's my mum. And she was laid out on a couch, and she hadn't got out of bed for 30 days. So he used some scalp acupuncture, and to his amazement, he had a walk in after half an hour. And from then he was hooked on it. He's actually recognised now as the father of modern scalp acupuncture in China, which is a great honour. Mm. Now, he is medically trained, as I said. He's a neurosurgeon. So since then, it's kind of mushroomed, mostly in America, not so much in Ireland. Like when I went over to the States to do my first seminar in Texas there was, I was the only person there from Ireland. And I had to say to the Chinese guy, not Iceland, Ireland, you know, beside England, you know, so in case you got it wrong. So anyway, that was kind of fun. And I think there was a chiropractic guy and another acupuncture girl there, but the rest of them were all MDs. And there was actually a physician, an orthopaedic surgeon was there as well, which is so, but it is kind of, Dr. Howe has a kind of, he does a lot of lectures all over the world, really, Australia, New Zealand. The system I'm using now, I originally learned scalp acupuncture in China, where the zones are very, very similar, but there is different variations, of course. But it's actually the technique that, which is, it takes, it's, the reason probably it hasn't grown so much is because there's very limited highly skilled teachers to, or experienced teachers to teach it. And also the manual manipulation is difficult to learn and master. Like, it took me 2 years to get pretty good at it.
Mm.
And like, in between then, I did have some amazing results. But I don't fix every person that comes into the clinic. I don't fix everybody. I mean, there's times you could work for someone forever and there's got to be no changes. But in my opinion, and from my experience, the majority of people will get great benefit. Sometimes you get the odd miracle, you know, where people come in, they're severely pain. I'll give you an example there. I had a lady there a few months ago with a dental issue. She had a botched job with a filling, and it damaged, I think it was the trigeminal nerve, and she was having pain. It was going on for a year, 9 out of 10 pain, severe pain. She couldn't open her mouth, she couldn't move her tongue. And she went to another dentist who'd done some root canal work twice, didn't work. So she came in and I felt I had great compassion, to be honest with you, for her. So anyway, I used a scalp acupuncture on her. I used that particular zones, and I also used some body points, but mostly scalp and ear. And the first treatment wasn't that great, really, but the second treatment was a massive, massive shift. After the second treatment, she was 40% diminished with the pain. And after six treatments, she's about 95% better, almost 100%. And what happened was her face burned up, okay? Her face burned up. Usually with the scalp acupuncture, your face and hands get very, very hot. Mm. But sometimes your feet will actually get hot as well. So that's helping the blood flow to the area. So anyway, after six sessions, she was actually, one day we had a joke and she was saying, "Jeannie Mac, I can't even give out to my husband," she says, "because I can't open my mouth, you know," with a laugh. And so one day she was smiling in the clinic and in the waiting room, and I just said, "Well, how are you getting on?" She said, "Much, much better." And I said, "You're giving out to your husband?" She says, "No, I don't feel I need to," you know. Like, the good thing about the scalp is there's only two conditions that I know of that once you're cured, you stay cured. The two conditions were... are more Parkinson's and MS. They're the two conditions where you can make great improvements and then all of a sudden they can drop back down again. I had a girl there recently with MS there, and she comes for a booster now. I don't cure or nothing like that, but her balance does improve. But also her hands are absolutely frozen when she comes in, and then when she's leaving, they're on fire, you know, on fire. Like, I had a guy there about a year ago, and it was actually a very nice result. Wayne actually doesn't mind me saying it because he's on my Facebook, but he had severe back pain, two discs, and he had a clot on his spine. He lost the power of his left leg, and he was in severe pain for 2 months. Had to have him treatments, wasn't really that effective. And I just said, "Well, look, I'm not going to go through the normal stuff." I said, "You want to try something different?" He said, "I don't care." He said, "I'm just in a lot of pain." So I used scalp acupuncture, and after one treatment, the power came back to the leg. And after five treatments, he was cured from his discs as well, you know. Now, that doesn't work for everybody. It depends on the degree of the arthritic, but if there's normally when there's a strong inflammatory condition there, the scalp acupuncture is absolutely mind-blown at times. There was a chap came to me from Scotland there about a year and a half ago, and his hand was all twisted. He couldn't open his hand. He works as a chef, which is not really good if you're trying to cook meat, you know. So he's only working part-time because of the pain. He was on a cocktail of drugs. He was attending a rheumatologist, and he just had one treatment, and his hand opened. He didn't feel any sensations. His hand just opened up. He had no pain. He texted me 6 months ago asking me. He just let me know that the pain was still gone. He had a condition called psoriatic arthritic, but the joint was actually all swollen, so he couldn't open his hand. But while he was in the clinic, he didn't feel anything happening. The hand just opened. That was it. No pain. But what was actually the inflammation? It treated the inflammation. And I find time and time again, like, I had a girl recently who had a foot problem for 6 months. She had getting treatments and stuff like that. She was the captain of the Meath Camogie team. And she came in and she said, "Look, we have a game against Kilkenny on Sunday, a test match." This was on a Thursday. I said, "Do you want the quick way or the physio way or the quick way?" And she says, "Just the quick way." And she kind of looked at me kind of with a little smirk in her eye. You know, Aoife's kind of like that. So anyway, I said, "Okay." So I used the scalp on her, and I twisted a pin in the foot area. Well, what happened next was quite amazing. She's felt electric shocks going into her toe. Now, sorry, I examined the toe first, and I felt the toe was very red. She had arthritic changes in the metatarsal phalangeal joint, or the big toe. And what was happening was the pressure was building up, and she was at the stage then she was going to have to kind of, she just couldn't play anymore, like, because she was running through pain for 6 months. She was getting to the stage she couldn't play. So I incorporated the scalp techniques, and what happened was she felt this electricity in her toe. After 10 minutes, the redness was going completely out of the toe. The toe was freed up, and she just had one treatment. She was sorted, you know. Three or four, six sessions, normally it's sorted, you know. If you don't feel an improvement after one or two sessions, it's normally enough for you. But as I said, I'd be surprised if it doesn't work, you know, because basically there's a lot of information there, you know. Basically, you have problems with uric acid and depositions and stuff like that, and all the little crystals, and they could be. I've never had it personally, but would you incorporate osteopathic techniques with the scalp? But normally with scalp acupuncture, again, if you can go on the part of the, like, there's an area called the foot motor sensory area, and that covers so many areas of the body. It's absolutely quite amazing. I use the ear a lot. Sometimes I don't touch the body when I'm using scalp, because sometimes you don't need to. I don't do a lot of body points. I find the scalp is so powerful, because, like, everything comes from the computer. Your brain is the computer, you know. I originally worked with I done a lot of volunteer work with homeless people in the Crosscare in Dublin, and I done a lot of working with what's called auricular medicine, which is basically working on ear. And from that, I gained a lot of experience. You know, people coming in with, like, they're feeling really, you know, down themselves and stuff like that, and, you know, depressed, and maybe people just feel you need a bit of a booster. And when I actually left the place, the guy who ran the place, or the guy over him even, came to me and said, I changed the energy of the place, that it was much calmer. And then I thought he was joking. I started laughing at him, and he said, no, I'm quite serious. So, like, we know very little about the brain anyway. So look at, you know, the endorphins, you know, like, you're working on the endorphins, the prostaglandins. You've got a couple of cranial nerves in the ear. I mean, you have the vagus nerve. The vagus is the 10th cranial nerve. It's called the wanderer. So wanderers everywhere. It's so much important for your growth, development, your digestive problems, your gut motility. I mean, the vagus nerve is a king nerve to work on. You can stimulate that nerve or sedate that nerve working on certain points of the ear and the scalp as well. Like, if you think of scalp acupuncture, some of the zones, you can stimulate certain zones, what's called reflex areas of the scalp, and they have a direct effect on the cerebral cortex, the cerebellum, the hypothalamus. So scalp is ideal for internal activities of the brain. So you can actually help internal activities of the brain by working on certain zones. You don't go into the brain; you only go along the scalp. You go to what's called the areolar layer. That's the painless layer. So you have five layers. You've got the first three; they're more or less stuck together. Then you have the fourth layer that directly connects to your spine. So basically, it connects to your nervous system. So you can treat peripheral nervous problems. You can treat central nervous issues. If you want to treat a foot problem, you go to the foot area. If you want to treat a speech problem, you go to your aphasia area. So you have different zones. It's the technique, as I said again, like, you have to get to the, normally to the fourth layer. That's the mushy layer. When you get to that layer, it's painless. I mean, I've done it on a child there, 6 years of age, whose arm, I got her arm working. She had a spastic arm there last year. But I don't normally treat kids. I don't advertise it too much. Normally, if you use too many needles, it's not that effective. Less is best. So if you use three or four pins, you're going to get better results. Depending on the condition again, like, if you get a football player, like, originally I had an interest in stroke. That's why I wanted to learn more. But when I went to America, but I didn't realise how many things you could treat. So I'm actually treating sports injuries and find it really exciting. I've had a couple of clubs approach me as well.
Okay.
But basically, normally about 40 minutes, 35. Put nice music on, a bit of Pavarotti or something like that, you know, or Daniel O'Donnell. Okay. Normally every 10 minutes I just check them. Like, just work them one-on-one, like, you know.
Okay.
As I said, like, if you had a couple of sports guys coming in, I suppose you could. But generally speaking, a lot of the work I do would be chronic pain and pain that's not really resolving. Like, at the end of the day, if you think of the scalp acupuncture, where did it come from? It's only 40-50 years old. It's still developing. Basically, this master neurosurgeon found that by integrating acupuncture techniques in traditional Chinese medicine with Western medical knowledge of the representative areas of the cerebral cortex. So basically, what you're doing is you're working on the Western knowledge with Chinese knowledge, but it's actually more Western in its approach. Like, it works the same zones for everybody. So everybody comes in and gets the same zones for the foot. Whereas you go to a Chinese practitioner, you'd be working different approaches to it. It depends on the condition, but, like, normally a course could last up to 10 sessions, right? But normally after two or three sessions, if I'm not really getting anywhere with somebody, it starts to frustrate me a little bit, and I'd be inclined to refer and say, look, you're spending money here, maybe this is not for you, and just be straight with people and say, look, if you want to come back and try another one or two. But normally I will get, if I get some sort of a breakthrough, if I find, look, there's definitely a change there, then I will keep going. But normally after a couple of sessions, there's nothing happening, I'm not the man for it. Well, I had a chap there recently who, he's a retired hurler, I think he was 40, 42, but his problem was he couldn't walk from here to 100 metres without having pain in his ankles because all the damage he'd done, ligaments. So, but his feet were absolutely frozen for 20-30 years. And after the scalp acupuncture, he could feel the unwinding of the fascia or the connective tissue around the ankles. But as well as that, his feet went absolutely borny, like so hot. For two nights afterwards, being with me, his feet were on fire. Shingles works well with body acupuncture. Scalp is pretty good for it as well. That's basically the dermatonal levels, usually around the rib cage and stuff like that. Yeah. You can get it on the facial. It's very, very painful. Mm. Scalp acupuncture is normally excellent for that too, yeah. But did you would use in conjunction with body.
Okay, both together.
Yeah,
do you do body as well, or do you specialise in the scalp?
I do body. I trained with a really good college in Dublin, the Acupuncture Foundation of Ireland. They were really, really good, professional, and I went to China with them. But then I kind of just went my own way. Before I say anything, and don't want to give people false hope, you're not going to cure. I haven't personally cured MS, but I have had instances where I've helped people, and I've also where their balance would improve, where their coordination would improve, and normally if they're feeling very cold, they will start to get quite warm in themselves. Normally after, they'd normally feel an improvement after usually two or three sessions, and boy, they would probably need a course of 10 treatments. Can I just say hello to my grandkids, because I think they're listening. Do you mind?
They're all listening in to Grandad this afternoon, and he says hello to you all and sends
his good wishes. Caitlin, Jaden, Julia, Ava and Daniel, and me dog Charlie, and also my wife as well. Okay, can't forget Charlie.